Google and Meta sue South Korea's privacy agency, and Chinese hackers backdoor Sonic Wall devices. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Ed. Today is the 10th of March, and this podcast episode is brought to you by asset inventory and network visibility company RunZero. In today's top story, DC HealthLink, which provides healthcare plans for US House members and staff, has sent out a notification to government officials about a significant breach. According to CNN, DC HealthLink learned of the breach a day after a threat actor started selling the personal data of 170,000 DC HealthLink enrollees on an underground hacking forum. NBC News has reported the FBI confirmed the hack by buying a sample of the hacked data. The leaked data includes names, dates of birth, home addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, and social security numbers. The forum topic advertising the stolen data has been taken down. US telecommunications provider AT&T is notifying customers of a security breach at one of its vendors that exposed the account information of some users. AT&T says that technical information was exposed and no personal information was taken. According to reports, the breach impacts 9 million AT&T customers. Google and Meta have sued South Korea's privacy watchdog, the Personal Information Protection Commission, after the agency imposed massive fines on both companies last year. The PIPC fined Google $52 million and Meta $23 million. The agency argued that both companies broke South Korea's privacy laws by not obtaining consent from users when tracking their online activity for advertising purposes. The two companies are trying to annul the fines by arguing that website operators should be responsible for obtaining user consent and not their platforms, which only receive and aggregate the data. A hacker stole more than $1.59 million worth of crypto assets from DeFi platform Tender.fi this week after exploiting a vulnerability in the platform's contracts. A day after the hack, Tender.fi says it reached an agreement with the hacker, who returned the stolen funds and was awarded almost $100,000 as a reward for helping secure the protocol. Google has discontinued the Chrome Cleanup Tool, an application that came pre-installed inside the Chrome browser on Windows. The app worked by scanning for any unexpected changes to Chrome settings and could remove unwanted software. Google says the app, which it initially rolled out in 2015, had done its job, and in recent months it was detecting an increasingly smaller number of threats with each scan. Since last week's updated Chrome version, users can't request new scans and cleanups anymore, and Google plans to gradually disable and remove the utility from users' Chrome browsers. A report from the Inspector General of the US General Services Administration has found that GSA officials intentionally misled federal agencies about the security features of login.gov, which is an identity and authentication single sign-on service developed by the GSA for use across the US government. The report found that GSA claimed the system met NIST and federal cybersecurity standards when they knew it didn't. The Inspector General says GSA rolled out the platform to 22 federal agencies and billed them $10 million instead of notifying them of its shortcomings. Meanwhile, the US Transportation Security Administration, or the TSA, has published new cybersecurity requirements for airports and aircraft operators. It's mandating four major requirements. Now, these include the use of network segmentation to separate OT and IT networks, the use of continuous monitoring to detect cybersecurity threats and anomalies, the use of access control measures to secure and prevent unauthorized access to critical cyber systems, and lastly, patching devices and operating systems to prevent easy intrusions. The new regulation effort comes after the TSA also issued new cybersecurity rules for passenger and freight railroad carriers in October last year. The FSB, one of Russia's intelligence agencies, says it's concluded its investigation into Ilya Sachkov, the founder and former CEO of Russian cybersecurity firm Group IB. Sachkov was detained in September 2021 on treason charges. Many experts speculated at the time that Sachkov was detained after his company provided information on Russian hackers to foreign law enforcement agencies without the state's explicit consent. Raia Novestia, which reported on the FSB investigation, didn't specify what the result of the investigation was or if Sachkov is expected to be released or remain in prison. The US Federal Bureau of Investigations has published a public service announcement warning US consumers that cyber criminals are running play-to-earn games that secretly steal their cryptocurrency. The FBI says these games typically ask users to link a cryptocurrency wallet, then perform an action to earn money, but they also contain malicious code that empties users' crypto wallets after a period of time. The FBI says these types of games are hosted online and also being published as mobile apps. The IceFire ransomware gang has reappeared after months of inactivity. The gang was active last year, carrying out targeted ransomware attacks between March and September before mysteriously disappearing. SentinelOne says it's seeing new attacks from the IceFire gang, including intrusions where it's deployed a new version of its ransomware that can encrypt Linux systems. SentinelOne says IceFire is also the threat actor exploiting a recently patched vulnerability in IBM Aspera servers that CISA warned about last month. Google's Mandiant division has discovered a suspected Chinese threat group engaging in attacks on SonicWall secure mobile access systems, which is a type of gateway server used to control access to enterprise networks. Mandiant says the group, which it tracks as UNC4540, focuses on planting malware on unpatched SonicWall SMA servers and maintaining long-term persistence. Mandiant says UNC4540 deploys a variant of the tiny shell backdoor, which steals hashed credentials from users logged into the SonicWall devices. Researchers say they tracked down some UNC4540 attacks as far as 2021 and that their malware has persisted through multiple firmware updates. And lastly, SecureWorks has identified a phishing campaign targeting researchers who are documenting the suppression of women and minority groups in Iran. The group, which SecureWorks tracks as Cobalt Illusion, was seen impersonating a member of the Atlantic Council to reach out to victims, build rapport, and then lead targets to phishing sites. Cobalt Illusion is one of Iran's major groups, also known under names such as Charming Kitten, APT42, and Phosphorus. And that is all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is the Principal Security Researcher at Run Zero, Pierce Barry, discussing CISA's expansion of its mobile application vetting program.
CISA recently announced expansion of its beta program for the new mobile app vetting service, also known as MAV. This program aims to reduce risk for U.S. government agencies by auditing apps and libraries for vulnerabilities and flaws prior to being broadly deployed to an agency's mobile devices. CISA makes the MAV service available at no cost to agencies and organizations which fall under the Federal Civilian Executive Branch umbrella and has 18 agencies currently participating in the beta program. You can find more information about this new program and the availability of beta licenses at the CISA.gov website under the News section. Here at Run Zero, we're also about reducing risk. You can easily get to know what's on your network. Just visit runzero.com to start your free trial today.
And that was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com. Thanks for listening.